Welcome to CITR 101.9, and you're listening to the Discorder Radio Show. Wade here along with...
DJ CJ, hello.
Hello, CJ.
We are back again. The team is back.
After a couple weeks hiatus. Running the ship 1 week, you were running the next week, and now the dynamic duo back to run the show here on May 21st, 2013. 10 days until the Discorder 30th anniversary bash at the Biltmore, featuring these guys, Phoenix Thunderbird. We're going to talk about them and so much more over the next half hour here on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
And stay tuned for more about the Main Street Record Fair that happened over the weekend and more.
We're back on CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio. That was Needs from Phoenix Thunderbirds, a great opening track. Hopefully they'll be opening with that one when they play the Biltmore 10 days from now, May 31st, for the Discorder 30th anniversary bash. Yes, it's happening, even though officially our 30th anniversary was I guess the March issue, so I suppose March 1st would have been the official 30th anniversary. We thought we'd wait until May to get the summer going. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're not organized. It has everything to do with the fact we wanted to maximize the Vancouver springtime celebration spirit.
True. Yeah, I think February was our 30th issue.
Oh, actually, I think you are right. Yes. Yeah. Well, I did an article for the February and the March issues. We kind of almost, we were really milking the 30th anniversary thing, and obviously the fact we're extending it now to the end of May, and the party's going to go well past midnight, so technically it's going to go into June.
It is.
So
it is.
It's a year of celebrations.
It's a year-round Discorder bash.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we're having a great time, and I'm telling you, local music is not dying anytime soon. I was at the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, fantastic collection of vinyl that was at the Cambrian Hall, organized by Robert Privet and Bad Bird Media. A whole bunch of sponsors, including CITR and the Georgia Strait. And yeah, I was at the Cambrian Hall, which is on Main and 17th. And
so, CJ, I was going to go. I didn't get a chance to make it. I'm glad you were able to get down there. You got there on the Sunday, is that correct?
Yes, I got there on Sunday around 2 p.m.
And for those that aren't in the know, what exactly is the Main Street Record Fair?
Well, it is a fair for used and rare and old records, basically. I guess if it's used, it's old. But yes, it's a fair where people, mainly record stores who have collaborated with Bad Bird Media, come to the fair and sell their stuff. There were some private collectors too who were selling their stuff. I had a nice chat with a couple of them. One guy was selling a lot of blues and jazz, and I bought a couple of records off of him.
How many people were there, first of all?
In and out, I'd say definitely more than a couple hundred people.
Wow. And so were there specific...
But I mean, not at the same time. They okay. were all in and out. But I guess at any given time, there were about 60, 70 people.
And did certain, I guess, vendors come with their stacks of records to
sell?
So
it's like milk cartons full of vinyl records.
Wow.
And people were just skimming through them super fast. I guess that's just the physicality of vinyl, just skim through them so fast. Now, I was just taking my time with them, looking at the art, and people were going through them super fast. But it was a great time. I enjoyed it.
And did you get any hidden gems that you're able to bring home with all your slow, chilling search time?
Yes. I bought four records. One was called Dope on Plastic. It was a jazz, hip-hop infused music. The other one was called That's Jazz, which is like a compilation of jazz music, essentially, through the ages. And I had a chat with David Love Jones, the host of African Rhythms here on CITR, and founder and owner of Vinyl Records Downtown. And he was telling me buying compilations at these fairs is a great way to get into, you know, that kind of music. Because when you're just starting out, buying a vinyl of a single artist, it's kind of a hard thing to commit to, you know? So buying compilation is just a great way to sort of feel the vibe of that genre, of that, you know, sphere of music and delve into it. So
nice.
That's what I did. I bought a couple of compilations. One was electronic, you know, smooth jazz, drum and bass, ambient stuff. The other one was jazz. So it was great. I enjoyed it. And managed to chat with Robert Privet, who is the ex-host of Soul Throws Clapping Hands here at CITR. And he had something to say. So
are we going to get a chance to hear this conversation that you and,
yes, sir,
and Robert had at the record fair?
Yes, absolutely. And here it is. Apologies for the audio. I did not take a Zoom recorder. So, yeah, here you go. Me, DJ CJ, off Discorder Radio, talking to Robert Privet about the Main Street Record Fair.
I think it's great. I think people are having a really good time. This is the first time that we've moved to a two-day event, and this turnout's been really, really good. And the last one we had in November was so busy that it was almost uncomfortable. And so this is a great way to split up the crowd. And considering we're doing a whole different room of vendors both days, then it's worth coming both days, right? So that gets more people participating. Another thing is that we have we only allow one table per vendor, which forces the vendors to bring only their best stuff. Right?
I didn't know that. So last November was the previous record fair?
Yeah, we have it in November and May every year, you know.
Okay.
This will be the seventh one, and this is the first time it's gone 2 days, and we're competing with Mother Nature since it's the first, first long weekend of the summer.
True.
But it worked out really well, and so, we'll be doing another 2 day in November.
So 7 years being 2006 was the last one.
We do it twice a year. This is the seventh one. It's biannual.
Okay. That's right. So when did you start this? And tell me a bit about the history behind.
Okay. Well, you know what? Actually, we had access to a venue, and it was for free venue. They wanted some help at their local bingo hall to promote it and to just bring some people in. And so we took advantage of that with the free venue, and we had about $20. So we bought $20 worth of posters and hit the streets. And a lot of people showed up. We charged $1 to get in, $10 for a table.
Wow.
And it was, and a lot of people showed up. So we decided, hey, let's keep on doing it. And now it's grown into what it is today with food trucks and, discount cards and you name it.
I can see that. We have Dougie Dog, the Martin Dog, right here. Have you tried one?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm a big fan of the burgers. They have burgers as well, and the poutine's really good, too.
Oh, yeah?
And the root beer, for that matter. No, it's really good. So, And we've been talking with Dougie Love, who runs the show there, and we're hoping to work together from now on. So,
Tell me a bit about the number of record stores who showed up. Like, name some.
Well, you know, about 10 record stores in the Vancouver area are participating in our discount card, which is 10% off for months after the fair at these places. But we also have some of the record shops who are here selling turntables and selling some of their finer goods. So that's our zoo shop. Neptune usually has a table, but didn't this time. Vinyl Records is here.
David Love Jones.
Yeah, David Love Jones, CITR right there. And then also... Oh, who else? The Beat Merchant out from Richmond is here.
High Life
is not here, but they're part of the discount card. Oh, and another thing, too, is that this makes money for CITR, Girls Rock Camp, and Safe Amplification through our record donation program, where we have people in the Vancouver area who donate their records and want to see them spread around the community. And so I store them in my basement and try to price them in time for fair time. And then we sell them here by donation. So sometimes there's some really sweet finds in there.
All right. So last couple of questions. How many records do you own personally?
I don't know. I have no idea. Because of the donation program, at any time I have thousands and thousands in my basement.
Wow.
And so I get to listen to those for 6 months at a time before we sell them. And so, you know, they're in and out the door, and it's kind of easy come, easy go as far as my record collection goes. So, you know, it's really hard to say. I've got a whole whack, but what I try to do, though, as far as buying records is I buy the ones that are great albums altogether. You know, the ones that are going to be kind of the greatest hits of sorts, as if hits were records, right?
Yeah. And have you picked any out today that you're going to buy?
Oh, I don't usually dig in my own event because it's $2 to get in, and so if I buy,
you don't pay it.
I don't pay $2 to get in, but I trying to get as many people in the door for the vendors, sure. And so everyone finds value, is that if I buy a $30 record, I got to think if I went out there and got 15 people back, you know, for that record. So just another thing too is that that's how we count our how many people are in the door, right, at the end of the day. And if I'm buying records, and then those stats are a little bit messed up. So
last question for November, do you have any sights on the next venue, or is it going to be this one?
No, I think we're going to stick with the Cambrian Hall. I think people really like it. I think it's pleasant. It's got a chandelier and velvet curtains, so you know, it's got some class to it. I think people enjoy that it's small enough that you can actually see every single record that's in the joint, you know, and as opposed to kind of a big gym where you don't know where to start and you don't know where to end. And so so that's good. And quite frankly, there's a real sore shortage of places in the neighborhood or even in Vancouver to hold something like this. And, and a lot of them are booked until, you know, next year or even farther. And so it's worked really well here. And for now, I don't see any reason to change.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert. Do you want to do a little station ID to get us out?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Come down to the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair.
Go Outside from Hot Panda. Listen to CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio, and that was the title track to their album called Go Outside, hence the title track. Another very entertaining album cover. This looks like it was the baby from Nirvana 20 years later, actually jumping into the pool with
that's true.
Testicles in full view. Come check it out. Hot Panda, Go Outside. And they'll be headlining the show on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret, Discorder's 30th anniversary show, which we're all very excited about. This, we mentioned earlier, is a very exciting time for Discorder. It's been our year of celebrations. And one thing we've been doing as well is there's a section of the Discorder magazine called Discorder Revisited, which has been, originally we talked to Jennifer Farney and Mike Mines, some of the original co-editors of Discorder magazine. And this month is a great article by Erica Lyron, who's part of a band called the the Dilettantes, I think is how you pronounce it, who got a chance to play with Vancouver notorious punk band Slow back in the mid-80s. Now, we wanted to tie in the Main Street Record Fair that CJ attended this weekend with Discorder Revisited, so we went into the old stacks and we found an old record of Slow's.
That's right.
In my hand. It's great. This thing is so 80s. It's so old. This thing is all torn and tattered. We even got the classic library-style checkout tag on the back with all the dates. July 5th, 88 to July 13th, 88 with like the sign-offs and everything. Anyways, we're going to play some music from Slow, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the band and the 1986 Expo 86 show that essentially ended their career. So we'll talk about that in a sec. In the meantime, let's play what is maybe the most notorious single from Vancouver punk band Slow. It's called Have Not Been the Same. From Against the Glass, Slow, going back to 1985, and you listen to CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio.
Apologies to our listeners, we were playing that at 33. My God, my goodness. But yes, we were playing it slow.
We were playing it slow for Slow fans. Obviously not familiar with the turntable technology in the 1985 disc. I thought this disc was a 33.
True, I guess 33 is the smaller disc. Either way, let's get back to Slow and come back to it.
I'm so tired.
Discorder Radio. And there you go, slow. The first half of that was actually quite slow, unbeknownst to CJ and I. Our apologies for insulting slow fans, but we had a good giggle here at the studio. That was one of our first forays into playing vinyl here at Discorder Radio. And
step one is to know your speed.
And so far we're 0 for 1. Yeah, but hey, at least we had the band Slow to work with on that
great.
One.
But that was great. I liked it.
Yeah, great tune. And great article. If you get a chance to pick up Discorder magazine this month and Discorder Revisited, just talking a bit about the just if I could read this one little section of the article to you. It's because it's talking a bit about the band Slow, and it's saying, at a Slow show, the atmosphere was always ripe with the feeling that something exciting might, could, would happen at any moment. Most of the Slow shows featured Real Genius, a sublime synthesis of their four distinct cartoon-like personalities distilled into the raw power of music. Slow were Vancouver's Nirvana before anyone ever heard Teen Spirit. That's a huge accolade right there.
That is.
And they are, I suppose, most known for their Expo 86 incident that essentially ended the music festival portion of Expo 86, along with the big summertime world exposition that was here in summer of 86, a festival that some say changed Vancouver forever. There was a musical component, and the first night, Slow was to perform. And their original plan was to actually basically strip down, buck naked, run right across the stage, and jump on a boat in False Creek, and then just buzz off right out of sight. Yeah. Instead, they decided to play a little more of a traditional set, traditional that included breaking beer bottles on their chests, and then throwing some 2x4s into the audience, and then taking a chainsaw and chainsawing through their equipment at the end of the show before finally Thomas Anselmi, the lead singer, stripped down, naked from the waist down, to end the show. The Expo officials cut the power to the pavilion, ending the band's set, ending the musical portion of Expo 86 and essentially ending the band's career.
Wow.
But hey, they had the shock rock factor, and here we're talking about them 27 years later. There you go, Slow. And that once again was Have Not, and they have not been the same since. That was the end of the song, and that's also a true story. They've not been the same since that incident. Switching gears,
back to our Discorder 30th.
Yeah, well, we're quite excited for that. It's happening in 10 days at the Biltmore, as we mentioned off the top. But CJ, weren't we going to, I thought you wanted to talk a bit about this Jap, no?
We're not, oh, right, right.
Oh, sorry. Yes. You need to plan a little bit here. I'm looking at CJ, don't talk about that.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about that.
We are, and there is this festival every year called Next Music from Tokyo. And they basically, organizers get Japanese artists from Tokyo and Japan to come to Canada and perform. So they're in Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver this year, and they will be playing May 22nd tomorrow at the Rickshaw Theater. And a great bunch of groups. I have not done enough research into who's going, but I am going there.
This is why you didn't want to talk about it. Okay, well, it's funny. I was suggesting we play some Japan Droids from Vancouver, and then CJ's like, no, we're actually playing some real Japanese bands. I'm like, okay, well, we can, if
all right,
if we don't have enough of a selection, we can always go to the Japan Droids, a Vancouver local favorite. But who do we you got it up here now, CJ. So who do we got? It's
yeah, so we've got Mouse on the Keys, Kinoko Teikoku.
You said that perfectly.
I studied Japanese really? In first semester.
Oh, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
And arigato for that great accent, my man.
All right. China, Hara from Hell. And yeah, so those four will be playing at the Rickshaw tomorrow. This is volume 5 of Next Music from Tokyo. So this is the fifth year that people have brought. I guess every year is a different band, different set of bands. And it's great stuff.
Well, should we give the fine folks a little sample?
Absolutely.
What was the band you said so well? What are they called again?
Kinoko Teikoku.
Beautiful. Can we give them a little bit of a spin here?
Absolutely. Let's have some of that right now. And this is.
Yeah. This is just.
What's going on here? All right, apologies to our listeners.
We run a tight ship here, a real professional tight ship here at Discord and Radio. We're proud to.
All right, my apologies. Wrong button.
It's here okay. It is. You know, we're experimenting with vinyl today, or experimenting with Japanese music. You know, that's why we do community radio. We're allowed to make these mistakes. But here, you're good at saying their names. So one more time, what's this band called, CJ?
Kinoko Teikoku.
And here you are, listen to them, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Hey. This is Kinoko Teikoku, and they are one of the bands performing tomorrow at the Rickshaw as part of the Next Music from Tokyo Volume 5, and this is the track called Whirlpool, And great stuff. I love it.
I'm looking forward to it. Despite all our little mess ups here in the studio, it was well worth the mess ups and well worth the wait. Hopefully the folks listening at home or online, CITR.ca, will agree. And speaking of folks listening online, I believe my parents, Sarah and Richard Wade, who are in Vancouver for my graduation tomorrow, are listening right now on the radio. If you are, Mom and Dad, good to have you along. Sorry that we had to give you such a...
Don't apologize on the air.
I hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to seeing you guys later. And for everybody else listening, thanks for supporting us here and supporting live music, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. CJ, anything else you want to say before we go to the city?
Yes. Come on out May 31st to Discorder's 30th birthday bash and annual fundraiser. Very important and going to be very awesome. Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, Hooves, awesomeness. So come on out.
Good times. We'll be maximizing the chills and minimizing the spills 10 days from tonight. Thanks again for joining us. It's Wade and CJ on Discorder Radio, and you're listening to CITR 101.9.
And up next, we have The City with Andy Longhurst.